Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida's coronavirus outbreak is still spreading. Florida Health Department statistics recorded more than 6,300 new cases today, raising the overall total to 206,000 since the state's outbreak began March 1st. Nearly 3,900 people have died. More people are being tested, 45,000 per day, about double the figure of a month ago, but that only partly explains the increase, as the positivity rate for tests for the past week is now more than 18%. That's four times higher than a month ago. Since the outbreak began, 30 Floridians have died per day from the virus, and that number has been rising, averaging 43 per day over the last 2 weeks. Miami-Dade County has reversed course and has again ordered restaurants and gyms to close because of a rise in confirmed coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. As coronavirus infections explode in states like Arizona and Florida, people in communities of color are fighting to get tested. They say the tests, especially free ones, are hard to find in low-income areas. Amendment 4 gives felons who've completed their sentence the right to vote in Florida. In the latest chapter of its legal saga, the case goes before the 11th Circuit as about 1 million potential voters wait for the outcome. Desmond Mead of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition spoke with host Tom Hudson on the Florida Roundup.
This August, I'm going to be actually voting for the very first time in over 30 years. And I think about how many other returning citizens are throughout the state of Florida that's been looking forward to participating in these elections and now are being denied that opportunity because of the state. And it frustrates me. And what exasperates my frustration is the fact that we have a governor who also has the power to grant clemency and restore people's rights. And when you look at what's been going on throughout this entire year, this governor has yet to have one clemency hearing.
Let me ask Desmond about the timing of this. The appeals court hearing is August 11th, which is about 3 weeks after the deadline to register to vote for the August primary here in Florida. What will you do personally? You spoke in the present tense earlier in this conversation talking about voting in August. I take it you're already registered?
I am already registered, and there are countless other returning citizens who are registered and many more who are eligible to register to vote but are not registered yet. And so we will continue to engage. I think there's a deadline of July 20th in order for a person to participate in the August primaries. And so we're going to do everything within our power to identify those individuals who are qualified to register to vote right now, and even those that may have some minimal financial obligations, that we're going to put forth our best efforts to locate them and help them pay off their fines and fees so they can also register before the July 20th deadline.
So it sounds like, Desmond, for those felons who have substantial fines or fees, perhaps the guidance is don't expect to register to vote for the August primary?
There's still an opportunity depending in which judicial circuit they live. Prior to the ruling, we were able to have agreements within judicial circuits in Palm Beach County, in Dade County, in Hillsborough County, in which we were allowed to have these people with outstanding legal financial obligations actually go through the court system in order for a judge to waive their fines and fees, right?
This was at the state court level, correct?
This is at the state court level.
Are you concerned at all about your ability to vote in August?
I'm not concerned about my ability to vote because any and all financial obligations that I may have incurred have been satisfied. What my heart goes out to are the many individuals who cannot afford to pay their financial obligations, but who want to participate in an election, want to be a part of democracy again. And so my heart hurts for them. Because we had a pathway there, but this stay have temporarily blocked them from utilizing that pathway, and they have no choice but to either pay their fines and fees, get a court to waive those fines and fees, or wait for the 11th Circuit to issue a ruling, and God knows when that's going to be.
That was Desmond Mead of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition speaking with Tom Hudson. The case over felons' voting rights restoration heads to the 11th Circuit Court. Country music firebrand and fiddler Charlie Daniels, who had a hit with Devil Went Down to Georgia, has died at the age of 83. A statement from his publicist says the Country Music Hall of Famer died today due to a stroke. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.